我们把以下的时间交给梁家生梁弟兄，有更多认识基督是每一位神儿女我们心中的祷告。
To know more and more about Jesus, that should be the prayer of all the saints.
认识他的救赎。
To learn more about his salvation.
享受他的丰富。
And to enjoy the fullness in him.
兄姊妹，这些日子我们一同读以弗所书。
Brothers and sisters, we have been reading the book of Ephesians.
保罗在以弗所书开始的时候讲到父神赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
That Paul in the beginning of the book of Ephesians has told us that God has given us many gifts.
那这些福气呢是在基督里面来赐给我们的。
And these gifts are given to us through Jesus.
讲到我们真的是在创世以前神他已经拣选了我们。
That is told us that before the beginning of world, we are already chosen.
赐给我们儿子的名分。
And he wants to give us the position of the Son of God.
讲到我们借着耶稣基督他所流的宝血。
That through the blood of Jesus Christ,
我们得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
That we can be redeemed and all of our sins are forgiven.
讲到圣灵今天在我们身上打上的印记。
And he talked about how the Spirit has already put a mark on us.
我们深知道我们永远是属于神的。
So that this mark will show that we are eternally belonging to God.
圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
Now this Spirit is the proof of our salvation.
到那天神在他儿女当中要得着基业。
And on the day when God gives us His inheritance,
我们得着神他自己成为我们的基业。
That we will receive God Himself as our inheritance.
保罗讲完了这么高、这么荣耀、这么丰富，神所要给我们各样天上属灵的福气。
And after Paul have told us all these blessings of redemption,
下面我们看见保罗他要我们有一个祷告。
And then after that, we see that Paul told us to have a certain type of prayers.
以弗所书今天早间跟弟兄姊妹分享到，保罗在这边有三个很重要的祷告。
So here in the book of Ephesians, we learn of three very important prayers from Paul.
第一个祷告是求启示的祷告。
Now the first prayer is the prayer of revelation.
叫我们能够真知道他。
So that we could truly know God.
下面还有一个祷告是求经历的祷告。
And then the next prayer is the prayer for experience.
我们不单要有真的知道。
Not only we want the knowledge.
我们也需要要有一个经历。
But we want our own experience.
叫神他所有的旨意我们认识以后他能够真实的成就在我们的身上。
So that not only we will know of God's will, but we will walk in His will.
到最后还有一个祷告。
And there is one more prayer.
是征战的祷告。
The prayer to go into battle.
借着祷告我们胜过仇敌。
And through our prayer, we can overcome our enemy.
借着祷告神的心意能够完成在他子民的当中。
And through our prayer, that God's will can walk on us.
请我们一起来读以弗所书第一章十五节到第十九节。
So let's read Ephesians chapter 1, 15 through 19.
请我们一起来读。
Together.
For this reason, I too,
having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, while making mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him.
I
pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of His calling. What are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints? And what is the surpassing greatness of His power to work us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might. Ephesians is a book of heaven. It does not start of worldly things, but it starts of heavenly things. It doesn't start with time, but it starts with eternity. And it does not start with sinners, but the eternal will of God.
保罗说，因此我们既听见他听见你们信从主耶稣亲爱众圣徒，他就为着神的儿女，他不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到他们。
So Paul in here says, for this reason I do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers.
他下面在这里有一个祷告，这是一个求启示的祷告。
And then after that, This is Paul's prayers for revelation.
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父，下面说将那赐人智慧和启示的灵来赏给我们。
And then he says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him.
这个祷告是保罗的祷告。
And this is Paul's prayer.
这个祷告也是神儿女。我们每一位都需要有个祷告。
And this should be the prayer for all of us.
因为神的旨意是这么的大。
Because God's revelation is so great.
他要我们所得着的是那么的丰富。
And he wants us to understand him so much.
哦，今天我们要有一个真的认识。
So today let us have a true understanding and knowledge.
要有一个更多的认识。
So that we could know him some more.
我们需要那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
And that's why we need a spirit of wisdom.
今天在神里面有很多的丰富。
That today there's a lot of richness in God.
当人没有看见的时候，我们说这是神的奥秘。
And when men were blind, we call this the secrets of God.
保罗当他看见了。
But after Paul opened his eyes,
他得着了一个启示。
He now received a revelation.
启示就是把这个幕幔打开了。
A revelation that the vein is now open.
保罗看见了幔内的事。
And now Paul could see what's inside the tent.
哦，他认识到神的奥秘是基督。
And now he knows that the knowledge of God is Christ.
他认识到基督的奥秘是教会。
And now he knows that the secret of Christ is church.
他要把这个奥秘传扬出来。
And now he wants to give us this wisdom.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当我们听见保罗所传出来的信息。
Now, brothers and sisters, after we heard the message from Paul,
今天这个信息若只是在我们的知识头脑的里面。
Today, if this message only stays as knowledge in your mind,
我们不是真的知道。
Then that's not a true understanding.
我们需要圣灵也来开启我们的眼睛。
A true understanding requires the spirits to open up our eyes.
这边说到一件事情，借着祷告，他说使你们真知道他。
Here is that the one thing that says through prayers you should have true knowledge of him.
所以我们知道，知道他跟知道关于他这两个是很大的不同的。
So there is a big difference between knowing him and having knowledge of him.
有一个人为一个姊妹介绍对象。
Now one time, someone is trying to introduce someone to a sister.
他说这个人他的学位是什么？
And this person would describe the other person as he has this type of education.
他的今天的工作是怎么样？
And today this person works as such and such.
他的薪水到了哪个程度？
And how much does this person make?
他的身高多少？体重多少？
And this person is this tall with this weight.
啊，这个人可以介绍很多。
This person could describe the other man a lot.
但是这个姊妹来讲呢，她只知道关于这个人是什么样子。
But now for the sisters, now she only has knowledge of this person.
她还不能嫁给他。
For now the sisters cannot just marry to this person based on the knowledge.
不能只是知道关于这个人的事情。
Now she needs to know more than just having who this person is.
我们需要知道他。
Now this sister needs to truly know this person.
他们需要交往。
Now they have to mingle.
需要认识。
They have to spend time.
最后这个姊妹来做一个决定。
And then at the end, the sister can make a decision.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能光是知道关于神他给我们这么多的恩典。
So now, brothers and sisters, we have to have more than just knowledge of the blessing that God has given us.
我们不能知道关于主耶稣为我们所做成好多好多的工作。
And then we need to know more than just how much he has done for us.
不能只是知道，哎，我们以后有很好的盼望。
And more than just having the knowledge of the eternal hope.
这边告诉我们说要真知道他。
And here is that we have to have the revelation in the knowledge of him.
我们跟我们主之间有一个很亲密的关系。
How we need to build a close relationship with God.
我们的主乐意把他自己向我们来开启。
And how our Lord is willing to reveal himself to us.
是我们的神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的心里。
That our God is willing to reveal his son in us.
所以今天我们需要有一个渴慕的心。
So today we have to come with a heart of longing.
在主面前来求。
Come to our Lord and ask.
要求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
And ask for a spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge.
因为天然的人，天然的思想没有办法明白神的事情。
Because for a natural man with his natural thinking will never understand the true meaning of God.
多少时候你遇到一个地上很有学问很聪明的人。
How times and times again you meet a scholar who is very clever in this world.
可是当他在讲起神的事情。
But yet when this person talks about the things concerning God,
他好像有一个很大的一个屏障。
Now this person seems like he's blocked off.
分析来分析去。
He would use his knowledge to try to describe.
好像就是摸不着。
But yet he will never truly touch.
多少时候你遇见连字都不识的。
But how many times you met someone who can't even read a word?
但他们讲起主来。
But when that person starts talking about God,
他亲身的经历。
To talk about his own experience,
还有一个属灵的看见。
And how he has a spiritual enlightening,
我们就说这都不是从人来的。
Then we say that this enlightenment is not from man.
我们需要求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
So that's why we need to seek for the spirit of wisdom.
我们求主照明我们心中的眼睛。
So that God could open up the eyes of our heart.
我们的眼睛常常是昏暗的。
Because we were blind and it was in darkness.
看不清楚。
We couldn't see clearly by ourselves.
里面没有办法明白。
And inside of us, we did not understand.
因为我们太多时候用我们的心思，用我们的天然人，我们想要知道。
Because times and times again, we're trying to use our natural knowledge to understand.
读圣经也是这样。
Just like when we read the Bible.
我们年轻时候曾经有一位带领我们的，他告诉我们一件事。
When we were younger, there was a leading brother that told us of one thing.
他说，读圣经啊，要不求圣洁。
And he said, when you read the Bible, you don't need to seek for righteousness, holiness.
都是学生的团契啊。
And at that time, I was only a student.
这个学生读书绝对不能说是不求圣洁，对不对？
So when we read a book, we want to seek for holiness.
不是，就是说我们在读书的时候都要一定要你想尽办法去明白它的，对不对？ Understand.
When we read the book, we try to understand what the book says. Use our knowledge.
那个弟兄告诉我们说，你读圣经啊，要不求甚解。
So, but then the brother told us that when we read this book, don't try to use your mind to understand it.
开始的时候好像我们不太能够接受。
So in the beginning, we wouldn't understand.
慢慢有一些的明白。
But then slowly, we start to understand.
因为属人的天然的没有办法来认识属神的事情。
Because if we try to use our natural knowledge, there's no way we can understand the true meaning of the Bible.
你越用力，你越想要明白，常常时候越发现有一个屏障。
The more you try to force up on understanding it, the more you will not understand.
哦，我们需要怎么样呢？
So how should we read the Bible?
不求圣洁的意思，我想特别就是说到我们需要谦卑服服，在神面前是向神来祷告。
To not just only seek for a meaning means that you have to come humbly and pray to seek for a true understanding.
只有那赐人智慧和启示的灵，
and only the spirit of wisdom
叫我们有一个真的认识，
can lead us into true understanding.
叫我们心中的眼睛能够被打开来，
so that the eyes of our heart can be opened up.
我们能够看见属灵的事，
so that we could be enlightened and see the things of the spirit.
有一个属灵的眼光，
so that we would have a spiritual vision.
弟兄姊妹，当我们把圣经打开，
So brothers and sisters, when we open up our Bible,
我们都需要这样子祷告，
That we should first pray.
主啊，照明我们心中的眼睛。
Pray it and say, please enlighten our heart.
这是神的话。
Because this is God's word.
需要圣灵来开启，能够叫我们能够进入。
And it should be revealed by the spirit of wisdom to you.
他要我们得着什么样的启示呢？
So what is this revelation that we're seeking?
他下面说，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
He says here that we are seeking for the hope of his calling.
这边的恩召就是讲到神向着他儿女有一个呼召。
And this calling is the calling to the children of God.
这个呼召是一个属天的呼召。
And this is a heavenly calling.
这个呼召是一个神圣的呼召。
And this is a holy calling.
当我们说他在创世以前，在基督里他已经拣选了我们。
When we proclaim that before the beginning of the world, God has chosen us through Jesus.
这个拣选就是一个呼召。
And this choosing is his true calling.
叫我们和所有万民、所有属世的，知道我们被拣选的时候，我们说是被分别出来了。
So that when we are called by our names, we are now separated from the rest of the people.
然后今天我们向着一个荣耀的标杆，带着一个使命， 是往前而去。
So today when we are facing this one common goal, we are marching toward this goal.
这个呼召跟使命在原来它是同在一起的，是同一个字。
And in the beginning, the word calling and the word commission is the same word.
你真正得着了一个呼召。
So when you are truly called up on,
我们就带着一个使命啊。
You now receive a commission.
今天这个召临到我们的身上。
And today this calling is on you.
这边讲到一个恩典的呼召。
And here, this is a calling of blessing.
一个属天的呼召。
This is a heavenly calling.
一个神圣的呼召。
This is a holy calling.
弟兄姊妹，今天因着这个呼召，我们有一个永远的盼望。
So today, brothers and sisters, with this calling, it comes with an eternal hope.
我们在地上是客旅，是寄居的。
That on this world, we're only travelers and foreigners.
是，你光是看见这个地上不是我们的家。
And you will see that everything on this world is not our home.
你光是看见今天我们好像这些百姓在埃及在法老的底下有很多很多的痛苦。
And you see that as people, we are like the slaves of the Egyptians when we are suffering a lot of pain.
这些还不够。
But then there's more.
这个呼召临到我们。
That this calling now come upon you.
把我们带出所有的捆绑。
To call you to depart from all these constraints.
带出所有原本是没有指望没有盼望的这样的一个光景。
To depart from a situation that was hopeless.
但是呼召临到我们。
But then this calling now come to you.
是把一个使命放在我们的里面。
To call you and give you this commission.
叫我们不只说我们是客旅是寄居的。
So that we could call ourselves only foreigners.
今天在世界上这世界不是我们的家。
And now we could say that this world is not my home.
但是我们要像一个朝圣者。
And now we are marching toward a holy place.
这个呼召把一个标杆放在我们的前面。
And it is this calling that gives us a goal, a destination of where we want to be.
保罗在这里祷告。
And Paul here prayed.
要我们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
That we will know the riches of the glory of his inheritance.
神向着我们有一个伟大的呼召。
That God has this a great calling on us.
这个恩召有何等的指望。
And how this calling of blessings is full of hope.
下面说他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And then it's also talked about the riches of the glory of his inheritance.
这边讲得很特别，他说是在圣徒中得的基业。
And these are the inheritance in the saints.
因为前面我们一直交通到要得着神他成为我们的基业。
Because before this, Paul talked about how we have to receive God as our inheritance.
他赐给我们儿子的名分。
And how God has given us the names of his sons.
我们不单是神的儿女。
And how we are more than just the children of God.
儿子的名分特别讲到能够继承产业。
But more, with the names of the son of God, we can now receive his inheritance.
要继承产业，这个儿子必须是一个长大的儿子。
And now how for someone to be worthy to receive the inheritance, he has to be a grown man.
我想我们当中每一个父母们都很爱你的儿女。
So I think as all parents in the midst of us, you all love your children.
你很可能里面真是愿意啊，以后我所有的一切啊，到最后都是留给他们的。
And how you're willing and you've prepared all you have for your children.
但是他们三岁五岁的时候，你不会把这些产业都交给他们去管理。
But yet when they're only 3 or 5 years old, there's no way you're going to give your all to them.
需要等他们长大成人。
And you have to wait for them to become a grown man.
儿子的名分在圣经里面特别讲到今天我们能够承受产业。
To be a son, it comes with having the inheritance.
神给我们的产业不是属地的。
Now God has prepared for us not worldly inheritance.
他是我们要得着一切的丰富。
But he wants us to receive the riches of all his glory.
在基督的里面。
In Christ.
是的，原本神本性一切的丰盛。
Yes.
在基督里。
God has prepared all his riches in Christ.
今天我们要得着基督，成为我们的产业，成为我们的丰富。
So today when we receive Christ, we will receive all the riches of his inheritance.
但是保罗在这里的祷告。
And in here, in Paul's prayers,
他不是说我们得着基督成为我们的产业。
He didn't say that we're going to receive Christ as an inheritance.
在另一个方面，他讲到我们成为神的基业。
But here, he describes how we will become the inheritance of God.
所以你就发现这两个其实是一件事情。
And then we see that the two things are now one.
我们怎么样更多得着基督？
How do we gain more of Christ?
基督他也就更多得着我们。
And at the same time, Christ gains more of us.
我们得着基督是我们的产业。
And when we receive Christ as inheritance,
基督也得着他的儿女成为他的产业。
On the other hand, Christ will receive us as his inheritance as well.
这边说他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And here Paul says, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
下面讲到说，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
Then he talked about what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe.
弟兄姊妹，求启示的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, the prayer of revelation.
认识主，认识神，他的所事。
To have a true knowledge of who God is.
认识主他的所作。
A true understanding of what God has done.
今天这么大的救恩，这么大的恩典已经临到我们身上。
Now today all this fullness and richness has come upon you.
但是到底我们真知道的还是非常非常的有限。
Now how much of this true understanding do you have?
圣经告诉我们，照着我们所该知道的，我们还是不知道。
Now in the Bible, it describes to us that what we already know requires some more.
多少时候我们的对事情的反应，我们里面生命的情形，多多少少，弟兄姊妹，叫我们认识到我们对于主的真知道还差得太远太远。
Now, in many occasions, when your true responses come out, you will realize still how far away and how much you need to know some more of this true knowledge.
愿主吸引我们来到他的面前。
Let's ask God to draw us closer to Him.
向他来求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
To be closer to Him and receive the revelation of His true knowledge.
在以弗所书第三章。
In Ephesians chapter 3,
保罗在这里有一个求经历的祷告。
Now in chapter 3, Paul has this prayer of experience.
第三章第一节，我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 1 together.
因此我保罗，为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。保罗他有一个很重的负担。
Now Paul has this burden on him.
他为着这些外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的。
And how he asked and seek for the Gentiles.
以弗所书是保罗在被囚的时候，在罗马监狱的时候他所写的。
Now, Ephesians is written when Paul was a prisoner.
但是保罗在这样的一个光景中，
But even though in that situation,
他不是为自己来祷告，
Paul does not pray for himself.
他说为你们祈祷。
So Paul is praying for the sake of the Gentiles.
十四节讲到，因此我在父面前屈膝。
Now in verse 14 it says, For this reason I bow my knees before the Father.
这边我们看见保罗他有一个很重的负担。
So here we see that Paul has a heavy burden.
他的态度是匍匐在神的面前。
And he comes to the Father bowing down.
我们一起来读一下十六节到第十九节。
So let's read verses 16 through 19.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等广阔高深。
And to know the light of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
充满了你们。好，在这边他有一个祷告，这是求经历的祷告。
And here, this is Paul's prayer for experience.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀。
That he would grant us according to the riches of his glory.
这边英文直接翻过来应该讲到荣耀的丰盛。
And here it says of the riches of his glory.
他说借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
And to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
好 ,inner man, 他的意思呢就是里面的人。
Now the meaning of the inner man is the person inside of you.
心里的力量是说到我们里面的人。
Now the power inside of us is the inner man.
保罗在 哥林多后书第四章告诉我们说，外体虽然毁坏。
Now in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it says, even the flesh may be destroyed.
他说，内心却一天新似一天。
But the inner man would grow stronger day by day.
所以那个内心就是讲到我们里面的人。
Now the strength within us is our inner man.
弟兄姊妹，我们有一个外面的，我们还有一个里面的人。
Now brothers and sisters, there is the outer man and there is the inner man.
很多时候弟兄姊妹讲说，我现在很软弱。
Now, a lot of times, brother and sister would say that I am weak.
那是讲到里面的人软弱。
He talked about how the inner man is weak.
我们说生命要长大。
When we say that we have to grow strong, grow alive.
特别讲到里面的人需要成长。
That we talked about how the inner man has to grow up.
我们看见一个小的婴孩，他怎么样慢慢慢慢慢的长大。
Now we see an infant, how he grows up day by day.
你需要喂他。
That you have to feed this infant.
你需要让他吃好的食物。
You have to feed him a good food.
你需要教育他。
You have to teach this person.
各样的情况之下，你说哇，这个孩子他慢慢慢慢真的是长大起来了。
And through the days, you will see that these men start growing.
今天我们里面的人需要长大。
Now today is the same for the inner man.
需要刚强。
And how this inner man needs to grow up and to be strengthened.
多少时候弟兄姊妹，我们需要得着神的话。
How many times that we need more of God's word?
得着属灵的粮食。
How we have to be fed by the spiritual food.
我们需要经过很多环境，主在这里来教导我们，来训练我们。
And how we have to go through many situations so we can learn our lessons.
叫我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
So that our inner man can be strengthened.
他说使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
And here it says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
那这个住在我们心里，他原来的意思，特别是讲到说，能够安家在我们的里面。
Now when it describes that Christ may dwell in your hearts, means that Christ can live inside of you.
他在我们的里面有没有安家，好像说 feel at home.
How we prepare a home for Christ.
神他是在自己家一样。
Just like when Christ is in us, he is just like at home.
有时候我们到别处去做客。
Now, sometimes we become guests to other people's house.
这个主人非常好，他就当成你自己家，你就住在这里吧。
And then the host will say, just treat yourself at home.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的主能不能够安家在我们的里面？
Now, brothers and sisters, can God treat himself at home in us.
还是我们说主啊，我们家里面还有很多地方你是不能进去的。
Or maybe we could tell God that there's a lot of places you cannot go in this home.
其实我们也知道哪些地方是主他不会喜悦在那里的。
And in fact, we know of the things that God doesn't like in us.
多少时候我们就把主耶稣关在一个小房间的里面。
And how many times you would store Christ in a small room.
主你只能留在这里。
And said, this is the only place you can be.
别的地方，别的房间你是不能去的。
And don't dare coming out and going to the other rooms.
等我需要的时候我再来找你。
Now when I need you, I will come seek you.
弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里祷告。
Brothers and sisters, this is Paul's prayer.
这是一个求经历的祷告。
To pray for true experience.
要我们里面的人刚强起来。
So that our inner man can grow.
是要祷告主能够安家在我们的里面。
And to pray that Christ may dwell in our hearts.
他在我们的里面那么自由，那么自在。
And how he could dwell in our body freely.
他能够充满在我们的全人。
And filled us up completely.
我们今天光想神他住在我们里面，这就是一个太不可思议的事情。
Now today, just the simple thought of that Christ wants to dwell in us, that's a great thing.
当所罗门把那个圣殿盖起来。
Now when Solomon has finished putting up the temple,
这么外面的辉煌荣耀。
And how awesome is this great temple that Solomon built?
用了多少的金子、银子，各样贵重的材料。
And how much gold and precious stones Solomon put in to build this temple?
但是神告诉他说，神并不住人手所造的殿。
But then God said that God does not dwell in the temple that's built by man.
天和天上的天都尚且不足让他来居住。
That even the most heaven in heavens is not enough for God to dwell.
弟兄姊妹，今天这位荣耀的神，他却愿意住在我们的里面。
But on the other hand, brothers and sisters, this glorious God is willing to dwell in you.
住在我们里面。
To dwell in your heart.
我们有没有觉得那样的宝贵？
Now, how great is this message?
让这样的一位神能够安家在我们心里。
That this great God could abode in us.
他说，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
So that us, being rooted and grounded in love.
这边讲到说，在爱中要生根。
And here it tells us that we have to be rooted and grounded in love.
我们是神所耕种的田地。
That we are the field of God.
我们是神所建造的房屋。
And we are the houses that God built.
因为神要我们在爱的里面，这个爱是一个神圣的爱。
And God has now given us this holy love.
要生根。
That He wants us to grow roots in it.
要立基。
To ground in it.
这个根。扎得深
that these roots would grow deep.
这个根基啊，房子的根基要扎得牢靠
and this ground will build stapled.
然后主能够在上面生长，能够在上面建造
so that God can build on this ground.
我们真实的来经历主他一切的丰富
so let us all truly experience God's love.
需要在爱的里面来生根，来立基
we would all root and ground in His love.
他说，能与和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深
so that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth.
神向着我们的爱是过于我们所能测度的
that God's love cannot be measured by man.
没有一个人一个圣徒他能够来测度
not even one person or one saint can measure.
但是这边讲到众圣徒
But here it talked about all the saints together.
是要我们和众圣徒所有神的儿女，我们一同来明白。
That God wants us to comprehend with all the saints.
基督的爱是何等的长。
To understand the length.
那个长说到他是以永远的爱来爱了我们。
This length talks of the eternity of this love.
这个爱是永远的爱。
That this love is Last eternal.
这个爱是不改变的爱。
This love is never changing.
要我们认识这个爱的那个长啊。
So that we would understand the length of this love.
一直到永远。
This length till forevermore.
这个爱将我们一直要爱到神他完全的心意当中。
And this length is with us until we are in His love.
要认识那个阔。
And then we want to know the width.
神的爱是广阔，是无限的。
And how wide His love is infinity wide.
是没有限量的。
That this wideness does not come with any boundaries.
今天要众圣徒一同来明白。
That all the saints are included.
他讲到说，认识这个爱的那个高啊。
And He also wants us to know of the height of the love.
爱我们是带着一个积极的目的。
Now God loves us with an active goal.
他不是光是爱我们，他为我们舍命，叫我们不受审判。
Not only He wants to love us and bless us so that we don't have to go through judgment.
我们每一次来纪念主的爱。
But every time when we come to experience His love.
我们纪念他为我们所付的代价。
We would remember the price that He has paid for us.
因着爱，他甘心舍了自己。
That through this love, He gave us His own.
因着爱，他为我们付这么重的代价。
And through this love, He has paid this hefty price.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们需要认识这个爱带着一个积极的目的。
But now we know that there is a purpose of this love.
不只叫我们得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
Not only are we now redeemed.
他有一个荣耀的旨意要完成。
But He has a goal for us.
这边讲到那个爱的那个高。
And that's why this is the height of the love.
叫我们能够认识。
So that we will understand.
这是永远的爱。
That His love is eternal.
这个爱要把我们爱到他旨意的里面。
And this love will lead us into His purpose.
讲到这个爱的深。
And He talked about the depth of this love.
让我们认识这个爱的稳固啊。
So we know how much there is for this love.
弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里，他有一个求经历的祷告。
So this is the prayer of Paul's experience.
今天神不单让我们看见他的旨意。
Not only He wants us to see His will.
他的旨意是必定是要完成的。
But He also promised that His will will be done.
是完成在神儿女的身上。
And it will be done through the same.
他把今天赐给你，赐给我。
Today He has given us today.
每一个人，我们都有同样的 时间
that all of us have the same amount of time.
那今天在时间当中，是神正在经营，正在建造。
So in every moment, God is building on each one of us.
是我们每一个神儿女，我们必须那么真实的能够来经历的。
So that as children of God, these are the experience and testimony that we can have.
姊妹，神的工作不是等到新天新地的时候，突然之间圣城耶路撒冷新天新地啊，一下子都完成了。
Now, brothers and sisters, God's word does not come all of a sudden in one moment when everything is built up suddenly.
他的工作就在现在，就在今天。
But I tell you that God's work is being done right now.
他要我们很真实来经历到。
That day by day, He wants us to experience Him.
然后他要得着神儿女显出的一个见证来。
And He wants us to raise up as His own testimony.
所以在以弗所书这么高的一卷启示的书
So that's why in the book of Ephesians
他在后面的三章就特别讲到我们的行事为人
In the later chapters he describes to us as Christians what we need to do
行事为人是讲到我们生命的一个活出来
How we live our daily life
要跟我们所蒙的这个招能够来相称
And how we need to review ourselvesbeing equal to the calling we have.
所以这两个祷告非常的重要。
So that's why these two prayers are very important.
我们需要求启示。
That we have to ask for the revelation of the Spirit.
我们需要求经历。
And we have to ask for our own experience.
在整个以弗所书到最后，他讲到一个属灵的征战。
Now, at the very end of the book of Ephesians, is talked about this warfare.
说到神把各样全副的军装他已经赐给我们
It talked about how God has prepared for us the full armor
神把军装赐给我们
God has given us this full armor
但是今天穿不穿上在于神儿女我们需要做这样的一个决定
Now the armor is right there but it's up to you if you want to put on this armor
所以我们天天都需要穿上属灵的军装
That I tell you truly that every day you have to put on this armor
因为我们知道在末后的时代
Because we know that at the end of time
仇敌的工作是越来越猛烈
That the enemy's work will become stronger and stronger
盗贼来是要偷窃杀害毁坏
For the thief comes to steal, destroy and kill
撒旦他在遍地游行寻找那可吞吃的人
And Satan is now wandering on this world seeking for the ones that he could devour
我们都知道建造很不容易
And we know that it takes a long time to build up
但是你今天看见在拆毁的时候有的时候一下子一个爆炸就把整个建筑都拆掉了
But it takes a split seconds to destroy it
有的时候那个怪手啊几下几下一个房子就被拆掉了
You can see that sometimes you see a big machine just swing around and the building is destroyed
但是我们知道今天在属灵的征战里面
But we know that in the spiritual warfare
我们的主已经把全副的军装赐给了我们
That God has already prepared for us the full armor
需要我们来认识需要我们真实的穿上
So we need to seek for a true understanding and put on this full armor
因为我们面对的是一个属灵的征战
Because the warfare that we are in is a spiritual warfare
不管你愿意或者你不愿意
Doesn't matter if you want to participate or not
所有蒙赎的人
All the people that are saved
我们都面对无数的仇敌
Are now facing the enemy
但是今天征战是叫我们经历我们的主他是得胜的
But today the battle that we have to go through will only pay us off with more experience with God
主呼召我们进入这个征战
That God has now called us to fight in this warfare
因为他已经得胜了
Because God has already overcome
弟兄姊妹我们感谢主
So brothers and sisters, thanks to the Lord.
我们今天能够站在主得胜的地位上。
That today we can stand firm in this position.
然后我们才进入这个战场。
And then we go into this warfare.
但是所有属灵的军装。
But all this armor of God.
到最后，保罗他讲到一件事是那么的重要。
At the end, Paul focused on one important thing.
好像这所有的军装，你没有经过最后这一样，它没有办法发挥它的功用。
Just like with this full armor, without this last part, it cannot function properly.
那最后这里呢，他就告诉我们一个征战的祷告。
At the end, it gives us a prayer for warfare.
我们一起来读一下第六章十八节到第二十节。
So let's read chapter 6, 18 through 20.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在心中
be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, and pray it on my behalf. Utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
放胆讲论。好，这边讲到一件事情，他说靠着圣灵。
Here is that prayed at all times in the Spirit.
靠着圣灵，必须是在圣灵里面来祷告。
It says pray at all times in the Spirit.
然后讲到随时。
And it says be on the alert.
不管在什么时候。
Doesn't matter what the time is.
他讲到多方。
And here it says also pray in all petitions.
你可能用各样各样的方式。
That you could pray in any form,
在各种不同的环境
in any situation,
在任何一个时候
in any moment.
弟兄姊妹，这边是讲到一个要警醒的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, this is the prayer of being alert.
今天仇敌他是不睡觉不打盹的。
Today our enemy does not go to sleep.
他在那里找尽各样的机会。
And he is seeking for any opportunity
要来偷窃杀害毁坏
to come steal, destroy and kill.
保罗在这里呼吁他的儿女。
So here Paul is calling upon his children.
是的，叫我们在圣灵里祷告。
That we would pray in the spirit.
要我们随时祷告。
That we would be on the alert.
可能你在开车的时候你在祷告。
Maybe when you drive, you can pray.
你在工作的时候你在祷告。
When you work, you can pray.
我们在聚会时候我们灵与主来相连接。
When we're in a meeting, our spirit is now connected with God.
多方的祷告。
That we would pray in all petitions.
他说并要在此警醒不倦。
He says be on the alert with all perseverance.
这是一个警醒的祷告。
Now this is the prayer of being alert.
祷告成为我们的生活。
So that praying becomes part of our life.
成为我们的生命。
It will become our life.
他在这里是为众圣徒祈求。
In here, he is praying and petitioning for all the saints.
他也为保罗说，也为我祈求。
And then Paul also says, but also prayed on my behalf.
保罗不是因为他在监狱里面，你们为我祈求，叫我得着释放。
Paul is not saying that the saints should pray for him so he can be released from the prison.
他说为我祈求，叫我得着口才。
But Paul is saying, pray on my behalf so that I can open my mouth.
能够放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
To make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel.
保罗他都需要这样的祷告。
Now even Paul, the great one, needs prayers.
因为他所看见的那一个福音的奥秘是那样的神圣，那样的荣耀。
Because the secrets that he now knows is so great.
保罗也知道人所能够发表的常常是很有限制的。
And Paul knows that from our natural self, how limited our power is.
他需要众圣徒来祷告。
So that's why he wants all the saints to pray for him.
要能够把这个奥秘能够讲得明白。
So that he could make known of the mystery of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天充满了感谢，当我们来读使徒保罗他所发表出来的。
Now today, brothers and sisters, we should be full of thankfulness when we read Paul's letter.
我们说这些发表出来的真的是有很多圣徒当时候为保罗祷告。
Because we see that this is a result with all the prayers that the saints did for Paul.
他能够讲明福音的奥秘。
That Paul can now make known with boldness.
今天呢，我们为着神的福音我们需要迫切的祷告。
So today at the same time we have to pray for ourselves to spread this gospel.
每一个神儿女当我们在传讲福音的时候。
And every children of God when we preach this gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面有一个很丰盛很荣耀，我们知道神的心意到底是怎么样。
Brothers and sisters, we have this great message in us, the true meaning of God.
这个福音不只叫一个人他来仅仅得救。
And this gospel is more than just barely saving somebody.
你传一个福音是关乎到神他永远的旨意。
But when you spread this gospel, you are now mingling with the eternal purpose of God.
关乎到神的教会，神的国度。
Now this concerns God's kingdom and His heavenly boundary.
好，我们需要彼此代祷。
So how about we pray for each other?
我们需要在主的面前有一个征战的祷告。
That we would come before God and have the prayer to go into warfare.
今天仇敌常常在人里面所做的工，叫人眼睛好像蒙了油，看不见。
So today the enemy is working hard to make people people blind.
叫人的心好像被蒙蔽，他们没有办法来打开。
To close the eyes of people's heart.
这些都是属灵的征战。
Now this is our warfare.
叫我们借着祷告，我们认识主的得胜。
So that through prayers we can acknowledge and recognize the overcoming power of God.
能够攻破一切坚固的营垒。
So that we could attack and overcome any walls.
叫福音的奥秘能够传讲出来。
So that the mystery of the gospel can be proclaimed.
叫神的心意能够成就。
So that God's will is now made known.
盼望保罗他讲到这么荣耀的这么属天的一卷书。
So I hope that this spiritual heavenly book.
那其中我们认识保罗他有三个非常伟大的祷告。
That after reading it, we will recognize the three great prayers of Paul.
求启示的祷告。
The prayer of revelation.
求经历的祷告。
The prayer for experience.
征战的祷告。
And the prayer for warfare.
不止保罗需要这样祷告。
Not only Paul needs this prayer.
神的家，神的教会需要这样的祷告。
But yet God's home and God's house need this prayer as well.
盼望主呼召我们都起来。
So I hope that all will raise up from His calling.
我们也都在主宝座前来屈膝。
And we will all bow down before God.
我们一起来唱诗歌第671首。
So let's sing song 671.
超乎万名之上的名。
The name above all names.
我奉耶稣全能的名。
It says in the mighty name of Jesus.
跪在施恩宝座前。
When we bow before the throne.
打败许多黑暗军兵。
Many deadly foes are vanquished.
灭袭许多的火箭。
And many victories are won.
671首，请姊妹为我们弹一句，我们就来唱。
Psalm 671 together.
我们请一起站起来唱。
我奉耶稣全能的名。 Yeah.
Let's pray.
有感动弟兄姊妹也可以为我们祷告。